is the road to a million naira.
Machines will replace humans. Artificial intelligence will outpace people.
So some people may say, oh, most countries operate diaspora, but this one is good.
But for every past I beg to differ champion, it's taken 4 wins in 4 debates.
Tamvita Kaushik, Esther Bewaji, and Ruth Okorocha.
But for the champion we'll crown on Monday.
So when we pay ransom, we'll be increasing the research has shown that 1% growth in infrastructure.
It's going to take 5. Both finalists came in through the playoffs and upset higher seeds in every single round.
Taxation leads to budget deficit and government debt
because the constitution does not provide for it.
Stephanie Ame beat 2 I beg to differ veterans.
A young boy was once kidnapped. His right to freedom and personal liberty was
including the number 2 seat.
Also, this diaspora, most of them have been out of the country for many years.
And she rose above the drama in her semi-final.
The judges have just informed me that Musa Okoya is not debating the topic.
Fabian Chibundu has jumped and passed.
That they deducted 10 points from God's Light for plagiarism.
And also took down a fan favorite.
I wonder what happened to Emmanuel today.
And through it all, he has cruised to win after win.
That's one of the major reasons why Nigeria has budget deficits.
2 playoff hits, 2 fairy tales.
That will make some reflectors on my opponent's point.
But only one Cinderella story can end with a ball. Only one of them can win 1 million naira.
Children are naturally disorganized, but giving children phone
is Stephanie indomitable.
And also, the constitution is too cumbersome to allow diaspora voting.
Is Fabian inevitable?
That's mainstream outcry plaguing our world today. And
who can muster a 5th win to be 1 winner, 1 million naira? Join me, Sandra Ezekwesili, on Monday at 4 p.m. as we crown the next I Beg to Differ champion. This tournament is brought to you in partnership with Webster University Ghana, obiwizi.com, Storm Body Spray, RLG Communications, and Booker Hut.
The past 3 weeks have all led to this. It's the final of the I Beg to Differ debate tournament. Only 2 debaters are left standing, and in the next hour, they'll debate each other twice until we are left with 1 winner, 1 million naira. A big thank you to all our sponsors and partners who have made I Beg to Differ happen. Webster University Ghana is our prize sponsor. Webster University gives you the opportunity to start your college education in Ghana and finish in the US, Europe, or Asia. They also offer scholarships for courses like computer science, management, psychology, media studies, or international relations. If you're interested in getting an admission there, especially now that ASUU's strike is indefinite, give them a call on 091-22-37-4818. 091-22-37-4818. Webster University Ghana is also giving the runner-up 500,000 naira and has given 250,000 naira to the second runner-up. Obiwizi.com has prizes for both finalists today and for our third-placed debater, Musa Okoya Nicholas. They're giving the winner an HP laptop. The runner-up gets a Galaxy tablet. The second runner-up gets a flip speaker. Obiwizi.com offers both new and good-as-new gadgets on their website or in their stores. In Abuja, they are at Omega Center Plaza. In Lagos, they are at number 26A Busola Durosimieti Drive. That's in Lekki Phase 1. Or simply go to their website and order a device today. They offer good as new devices as well as brand new devices. They also provide repair, advisory, and after sales service. I've already mentioned that all 4 of today's debaters are walking away with a tablet from RLG. RLG Communications is a Nigerian original equipment manufacturer. They're based in Ilesha, that's in Osun State. They manufacture laptops, desktop computers, decoders, smart electric meters, power banks, and tablets. And all our contestants have gotten a goodie bag from Storm Body Spray. You want to enjoy what they're enjoying? Pick up a can or a spray bottle or a spritz or a body mist from Storm Body Spray today. They're available in most supermarkets and superstores. And a big thank you to our hospitality partner, Booker Hut. Booker Hut making sure that each debater gets a good meal to recharge. They are a restaurant, but they are also providing catering services for events. If you have an event coming up, you can reach out to Bukaha to cater it. They handle private events. They also have a new outlet opening on Awolowo Way. It's already opened, actually. It opened last week, Thursday. Now, before I introduce the contestants, let me introduce our panel of judges. Our first judge is the co-founder of SBM Intelligence, Cheta Mwanze. Welcome to I Beg to Differ.
Welcome. Thank you for having me.
Our second judge is joining us virtually from the United Kingdom. He's a clinical psychologist, Dr. Nduka Onyebuchi. Our third judge is a product lead at Founders Factory Africa, a venture capital firm and venture studio. He's also joining us virtually today, Chief Judge Andy Oboforibo. And our fourth judge is a legal practitioner in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. I'm talking about Adenike Arobonlo. She's joining us virtually. Welcome to I Beg to Differ, Nike. And then our fifth judge is the voice of the news here on Nigeria Info, Judge Vaughn Ohaifo. Welcome to I Beg to Differ.
Thank you, Sandra.
So now let's debate, shall we? Our first debater is a 13-year-old JS3 student at Cayley College. In the playoffs, he explained that secondary school specialization between arts and science is a net positive. In the round of 16, he told us that technology is not creating more jobs than it eliminates. In the quarterfinals, he explained why government should prioritize infrastructure over education if funds are limited. And in the semi-final, he successfully argued that government should increase taxation to improve service delivery. He's our number 16 seed, Fabian Chibundu. Welcome to the final of I Beg to Differ.
Thank you, Ma.
Our second debater is a 15-year-old SS2 student at the International School, University of Lagos. In the playoffs, she argued in favor of the proposed nationwide Okada ban. In the round of 16, she said, Nigeria should not allow diaspora voting. In the quarterfinal, she argued that families of kidnapped victims should be allowed to pay ransom. In the semi-final, she convinced us that developing nations should not have the same carbon emission standards as industrialized nations. She's our number 15 seed, Stephanie Ehi Ame. Welcome to I Beg to Differ.
Thank you, Ma.
Now, the contestants have been told the rules, but let me share them again. Perhaps for the last time. I will miss saying this to both of you. So I will give you two topics which you will debate one after the other. Whichever of you supports the first motion will oppose the second motion, and vice versa. Is that clear?
Yes.
For each topic, there will be three rounds: presentation, rebuttal, and closing. You will each get 3 minutes for each round. First, 3 minutes to present your positions. Then another 3 minutes in the rebuttal round to address the points your opponents made. And finally, 3 minutes to close. And then you will do it all over again for the second topic. This is the main event. And that means no do-overs if you make an error. The clock is the clock. Our panel of judges, five of them, will judge you based on number, quality, and originality of unique points made. If you repeat a point, your score will not increase. Clarity of thought and eloquence of presentation is very important if you want to win. Number of opponents' points addressed, very important if you want that 1 million naira. Remember, that's what's up for grabs, 1 million naira. The strength of your rebuttal of each point, very important if you want to walk away from this place with that 1 million naira. Each judge will add up the points that they've given to both of you. They'll cast a single vote for the winner, or they'll cast half a vote for each of you. If you are tied on their scorecard, that's the only time they'll cast half a vote for each of you. Now, if you end up tied on judges' votes, your total scores will be added up to determine the winner. Was that clear?
Yes.
Very clear?
Very.
Awesome. Now, you already know your topics. European colonization in Africa has had a more positive than negative impact. And the central bank should let the Naira float. Those are your two topics. Let's decide who will take the first topic and who will take the second topic. But first of all, we're going to decide who supports and who opposes. And for that, I have a coin, right? So first, we're going to choose which debater will support the first motion. I'll toss a coin. Stephanie, you are the higher ranked debater as our 15th seed, yes?
Yes.
So that means you're going to pick heads or tails. If the coin lands on the side that you choose, you're going to be supporting in the first debate. If it lands on the other side, you'll oppose in the first debate. After the coin toss, Fabian, you're going to help me pick the order of the topics. So you're going to decide which topic you guys are going to debate first. Was that very clear?
Yes.
Awesome. Let's toss. I have the coin here and I'm tossing. Choose.
Heads.
Heads. Tails it is. So you're going to be opposing whichever topic Fabian chooses, and Fabian, you'll be supporting whichever topic you choose. For that, I've got two pieces of paper in my hand. Each one has a debate topic. I'm shaking it. I need you to pick one randomly, and that one will be our first debate topic, and you're going to propose that. Are you nervous? You're like, oh my gosh. Okay. Pick the topic that you will propose.
European colonization.
Oh, you're very happy about that, are you?
No.
Not at all? Oh, no. Okay. All right. So, first topic. European colonization in Africa has had a more positive than negative impact. When we come back from this break, you're going to hear from Fabian Chibundu support that motion, and then you'll hear from Stephanie oppose that motion. It's break time. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, your moderator. Don't go away.
Ben, Mr. Study Abroad, welcome back.
Thanks, Monet. I missed Accra, but I'll never forget the canals of the Netherlands and beautiful St. Louis in the U.S. I really feel like a global citizen.
That's the Webster Advantage. A quality American degree, small class sizes, top-notch campus facilities, and the chance to spend up to a school year in the U.S., Europe, or Asia.
Apply now to become a Webster University student for undergraduate studies or to pursue a master's program.
Call 0912-237-4818 and visit webster.edu.gh today.
It's time now for the presentation round. Fabian Chibundu, you've got 3 minutes to propose that European colonization in Africa has had a more positive than negative impact. It starts...
I join my voice to that of Mo Ibrahim and say, I do not subscribe to the narrative that Africa is backward due to colonialism. Good day, panel, judges, moderator, time for a fair call debate and my listening audience. My name is Fabian and I'm from Kelly College, and I'm here to support the notion that European colonization in Africa has had more positive than negative impacts with the following points. Firstly, brought about money currency. Colonialism eradicated the inefficient trade by barter system and brought about a money currency system like using Naira francs, at which African countries are still using today. Furthermore, also brought about modern idea of government, separation of power, federalism, democracy, rich constitution. What all these have in common? They were brought by colonial masters and being treasured by many African countries till date. Also, you brought about literacy through education. They exposed us to Western education, which allowed us to read, write, and comprehend complex problems, which were still reaping its rewards today. And I must add that I broke the language barrier between African countries. Language barrier was a common thing in African countries that affected the way we related with other people, but it brought about a common lingua franca that allowed us to relate to other countries. Furthermore, it brought us an advanced political system. By joining all the African cultures, African and political systems together, they made one political system for easy governance, and it also brought about political passing and election, of which we're still using today. And one of the major benefits of colonialism is brought about Christianity further led to the eradication of social vices and unhumanitarian traditions like killing of twins in Calabar. Furthermore, also European colonization allowed us to gain European civilization as long as we reach the criteria of infrastructure and education as seen in Francophone countries due to the French policy implemented. It also led to the creation of many African countries. How did Nigeria come to be? It was none other than colonial masters who amalgamated the southern and northern protectorates. If they didn't, there would be no Nigeria, and that's the case for many other countries today. It also brought about infrastructural development, railroads, electricity, good roads. Many other infrastructural developments were brought by colonial masters, of which we're still reaping their rewards today. Also led to advancement in healthcare system. When reading pre-colonial articles, I was down by the fact that many of Africans died by simple cough or malaria that could be resolved by that we are easily solving or curing by just a simple pill. Colonialism helped us eradicate and advance our healthcare system. Furthermore, it brought about the ability of Africa to trade internationally. This connectivity brought by colonialism, we were able to trade internationally. Imagine if you want to trade the United States. Does that mean you use a canoe and paddle your way out to the United States? No, it doesn't make sense. Colonialism eradicated these inconveniences and brought about easy international trading. Also bred unity by bringing about different ethnic groups. It brought about unity as we fought for one accord. And finally, also brought about food security. Colonizing came with industrial revolution, and this industrial revolution aided in our food security as we were able to mass produce goods in a larger quantity. Take rice, take granite, take cocoa. We are able to bring about mass production of this problem in these sectors due to food security brought by colonial masters. In conclusion, colonialism serves as the grand inspiration Africa needed to grow and develop the rest of the world. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Right on time. This is probably one of the first times you've ever used up your time. All right, well done, Fabian Chibundu, our number 16 seed. Let's move now to his opponent. Your 3 minutes start now, Stephanie Ame.
It is said that many Africans know the history of colonization and colonial rule in the continent. They were told that the Europeans, they brought education, they brought communication and transportation. But what most of them do not know is that this is only a very minimal portion of the truth. Now, I am not here to blame the storytellers or educators for not telling the entire actual truth. Neither am I here to challenge the government for making the bad guys look like the good guys. Rather, I'm here to debate and enlighten, because most of these people may not even know the truth themselves. So as Nigeria FM say, let's talk. Good day, moderate up and loving partial judges, accurate timekeeper, co-debater, my ever attentive audience. My name is Stephanie. I'm a president of the International University of Lagos, and I'll be opposing the motion. So that European colonization has had a more positive than negative impact So when the Europeans wanted to come to Nigeria, most of them wanted to come to Africa. Most of them came in form of settler colonialism, in the sense that they wanted to come and start staying in Africa. So they look for the places that will be more safe to them, that will be less susceptible to pests and disease, and that will be more fertile for their plantation. And that's how they dispersed many African tribes. This led to dispersion of families and tribes, and it has also led to land dispute. Even to today, we see in Kenya, the Talai and Kipsikis people of Kenya are fighting for their land, which the British chased them away from the year 1902. Also, colonization brought about major trade for slaves, and that still left a legacy today, because we see the modern day slave, human trafficking and everything. They took their initiative from colonization. Also, racism. The descendants of these people who were traded as slaves, now they're now staying in places where that is not where their original race is from, and they have to solve our racism on a basis. Also, colonization led to unequal distribution of wealth among countries, because the Europeans, they took the resources from Africa and they took it to other, they took it to their own for industrial revolution. They also traded it to other countries of the world. So why those countries continue to get rich and develop? Africa remained poor and underdeveloped. Also, it eliminated the multiplier effect from Africa, because in a normal day, when you gain profit from being an economic activity, you plow back the profits to further grow the economy. But no, the Europeans took away the profits from Africa, so it eliminated the multiplier effect in Africa. Also, they put Africa at a disadvantaged position for division of labor, because they never allowed us to manufacture or industrialize. They kept us in the in extraction of raw materials, and this is what has led us to us being underdeveloped today. Also, it put Africa prematurely into the international trade. We had not developed a strong internal economy, but because they wanted to make selfish gains of us, they put us into the international trade, and this has had a negative effect on us. Also, it destroyed communal autonomy. Back in days, resources were in the communal form. For example, land was communally owned, and this was very beneficial to us, and there was a good flow of the African system. But when they came, they destroyed communal autonomy and replaced it with all manners of private ownership. Also, they debased our culture. If we notice, we hardly see people wearing traditional attire, and only few people still do it today, or speaking the traditional language. We now see our African culture as inferior, and we now see that European culture is better. Also, research psychology has shown that the xenophobic and Afrophobic attacks that we see today, that they are actually linked to colonialism. Because when the colonial masters make us feel inferior about ourselves, and we also feel inferior about fellow Africans, the psychology has actually proven it, according to research and studies, that that's what leads to xenophobic and Afrophobic attacks that we see today. Also, it has also led to terrorism, because some people have taken to terrorism to fight against colonial power, especially the modern form of colonialism, for example, especially the modern form of colonialism, which is neocolonialism. Also, it has led to massive exploitation of human and material resources. Let's not forget wrong orientation now. Because of, it now makes us have wrong orientation. Because the Yorubas have made us to feel inferior about ourselves. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Stephanie Ame. Well done. Great work. Great work. Great work. All right. Good job to both of you. Well done. We'll take a break. When we come back from this break, we'll dive right into the rebuttal round. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, Lagos. Don't go away.
Hey, Ben, Mr. Study Abroad, welcome back.
Thanks, Monet. I missed Accra, but I'll never forget the canals of the Netherlands and beautiful St. Louis in the U.S. I really feel like a global citizen.
That's the Webster Advantage, a quality American degree, small class sizes, top-notch campus facilities, and the chance to spend up to a school year in the U.S., Europe, or Asia.
Apply now to become a Webster University student for undergraduate studies or to pursue a master's program.
Call 0912-237-4818 and visit webster.edu.gh today.
All right, time now for the rebuttal round. We'll start with the motion opposer, Stephanie. The next 3 minutes on this edition of I Beg to Differ, it starts now for you.
I'd like to refuse the point made by my opponent. He said that colonization brought about urbanization, but it's also because of urbanization when people were moving to rural, from rural to urban areas, that the urban areas do not have the facilities to be able to equip so many people, and it has led to the development of slums now and a lower quality of life. Also, he said that I brought about health, communication, and transportation. Well, the Europeans did not bring that to us for our benefit. They only brought that to us because they wanted for their selfish gains. How would they transport raw materials to their country if they did not bring about transportation? It wasn't because, oh, they wanted to help Africa. It was for their own selfish gains. And then you also said that I brought about language barriers. Well, in the world today, everybody doesn't speak one language. We all speak different languages, but yet we're still able to communicate. We have interpreters and such. So just like other people that have different languages are able to communicate, that's how we'll still have been able to communicate with the rest of the world. You also said that I brought about the trade, or you brought about cash economy and currency to resolve the issue of trade and barter. But if you actually know this, the true story, because it was because of their selfish gains. When they came, they prevented us from practicing subsistence farming, and they brought about the cash economy. So they now made people to work on their plantations and work on their mines, and they paid them meager incomes and tax, and bring about high taxation for them. And that was also what has led to Africa being over dependent on imports today, and also exploitation of people. You also said that it brought about judiciary, law courts, and constitution. Well, all this is not because of the Europeans came; it's because of modernization. Whether or not they came, we would have still gained all this. For example, Europe, nobody ever colonized them, but they acquired all this because of modernization and because they started to develop as human beings. That's why they actually learned all these better ways of life. So even if they have not come to Africa, we still have learned and we still have eventually developed. It's even better if they have not come and we have learned this through our own ideals than copying their style. That will be ineffective for us because we are different people and we're not the same people. Also, you said you said that it leads to unity. Well, I don't see how it leads to unity. It's not like the whole Europe, it's not like they colonized everybody at once. Different countries took different places. Different administrations and everything. So how did it lead to unity when different countries were leading different administrations? If one country was leading everybody, that's when we say, okay, it brings about unity. That's when we can now agree that it brings about the effective administration, or that it brings about the synonymous legal system you talked about. Also, it also led to food shortage, because when they also brought this cash, when they came and they brought cash economy, as you said, it led to food shortage because they were no longer allowing people to be subsistence farming. When there were bad seasons, there will be food shortage, and there will also be high rise in food prices as they were no longer allowing us to farm our own food. They were not allowing us to farm. Also, it has led to wrong orientation. It has made us to be more oriented towards them than us. And as such, from my young age in the school, we now practice European curriculum instead of Nigerian curriculum. Okay, maybe the European culture is better, and when they graduate, they don't want to stay in Africa. They no longer see the system as palatable, and this has led to us losing human and social capital, and it has also led to brain drain. Also, it has led to corruption, because the European government, they entrenched the power of the African chiefs, and they made them less accountable to the people, and it has led, this was the beginning of corruption in Africa, and today we can see how corrupt Africa is. Everybody's complaining about corruption, embezzlement, and everything. Thank you
very much, Stephanie Ame, well done. Great work. Let me remind you, Lagos, you can watch these children debate live on your TV. Nigeria Info 99.3. YouTube Nigeria Info FM. If you have a smart TV, just go to YouTube Nigeria Info FM. If you have your mobile device, go to our Facebook live stream and watch Nigeria Info 99.3. Our judges are here doing phenomenal work. And our opponent is ready for his own rebuttal round. Fabian Chibundu, your 3 minutes start now.
Disputing the positive effects of colonialism because of you're looking at it from one perspective. Colonialism actually brought about infrastructure. And yes, there are negative effects. That's the whole reason for this topic. But I'm trying to say that the positive effects are actually outweighing the negative effects.
You can raise your paper.
Let me mention, you mentioned dispersed of many tribes, but let me tell you, Nigeria itself has over 250 tribes. So how many of these tribes were dispersed through colonialism? I actually beg to differ to see what perspective you're looking at this from. You also mentioned loss of lands, but how many Europeans are on our land? How many Africans are in their land? They came to European land because of their seeing how better it worked. And you also mentioned slavery, but let me tell you, my opponent, open your history books. Slavery was eradicated around 1807, and when colonialism actually started to become prominent in African countries was around 1884, after the Berlin Conference of 1884 and 1885. Check your history books. So how do this correlate? Rather, colonialism led to the eradication of slavery solely through Christianity, like I earlier stated, and many humanitarians who came to Africa. Furthermore, you mentioned unequal distribution of wealth, but there was already unequal distribution of wealth. You also mentioned corruption was brought by colonial masters, but I must tell you that corruption has always been in African culture. Many kings overused our resources and then put many people to do their peasant's work and give them. So how are you going to say that colonialism brought about corruption when it actually brought about democracy and many other effective systems that rather led to eradication of corruption? You also mentioned discouraged division of labor. How do you discourage division of labor? Yes, you mentioned many people went to plantations, but this actually encouraged division of labor as well. Taught how to divide labor, and you also mentioned that it did. You also mentioned that it quickened internal trading. What? How many of your pencils do you see are made in Nigeria? They're made from China. Importation is a large part of Nigeria and many African countries' lives. So if not for colonization and they bring in connectivity that allowed us to bring about international trading, how then will we be able to bring about an economic stability? You also mentioned displaced culture. But let me tell you, my opponents, your civic education topic of acculturation, which says that we actually brought about a piece of their culture and they took a piece of our culture. We adapted their Western life. And let me tell you, Portugal, one of the colonizers of Africa, have actually implemented African countries in their other colonized areas, as Brazil has made Yoruba a national language. Read your current news. Furthermore, you mentioned xenophobia, but actually xenophobia has always been there because of the fluid borderlines, which were further discouraged by colonialism. Constant wars were performed by African countries. Maybe today I could be Nigerian, and when Ghana beats Nigeria in a war, and then I'll become a Nigerian, or when Nigeria gets defeated by South Africa, I'll become a South African. All these were eradicated by colonizing, and therefore actually reduction is xenophobia. Terrorism is actually a further an advancement in the conflicts that were involved by African culture. I mentioned exploitation. How have you been able to exploit something that you never knew existed?
For the first time ever, I'm ringing the bell for Fabian Chibundu. Fabian, you have to speak into your mic. We have judges who are listening to you virtually. They're not in the studio with you. They have to hear everything, single thing you say. So speak into your mic. Stephanie, you can pick up your paper. You can hold it like this. Fabian, watch me. You can hold your paper like this while you are reading from it during the rebuttal rounds. Okay? That way the judges who are listening virtually can hear every single thing you say. It's important that they hear every single thing you say. Okay. Lagos, it's time for the closing. I am Sandra Ezekwesili, your moderator. If you just tuned in, hello. You're listening to the final 3 weeks of debating have led these two to this point where they're fighting to be the one who goes home today with 1 million naira. Now, of course, whoever doesn't go with the 1 million naira gets 500,000 naira, and that ain't bad. But they're both fighting very hard, and they've just debated that European colonization in Africa has had a more positive than negative impact. Fabian chose that topic. He's supporting, and his opponent, Stephanie, opposing the motion. They've given you the first round, the second round. Now it's time for their closing. For the closing, we'll start again with Fabian Chibundu. Fabian, you were the motion supporter. You have 3 minutes to close these debates. Your final thoughts, let's hear them right now.
Our opponent said that Africa already had its own healthcare system. But let me tell you, what if I coughed in pre-colonial Africa? They'll say, okay, Fabian is dead. Put him in a hole. There's no hope for him. Colonization eradicated this, as it brought about advancements in our healthcare system. When you have malaria, just take a simple pill. And who brought about this pill to Africa? None other than our colonial masters. You also mentioned languages. But let me tell you, Nigeria alone has over 250 tribes. And these tribes have over 150 local languages. So do you tell me if I want to be an interpreter for these people, I have to learn over 300 languages. Isn't that crazy? I'm struggling to learn 3 languages now. You're telling me you want to, I should learn 300 languages. You also mentioned discouraged currency. But what is Nigeria currently using today? Isn't it Naira? Do they use Naira before? We used trade by barter system. But this trade by barter system was inefficient. For a simple sort, maybe I'll carry a goat from Benin and come to Lagos in order to trade it for you for Gary. That is what pre-colonial Africa was like. And now, you also mentioned food shortage. How did it bring about food shortage? As crude oil... How did it bring about food shortage? As how did we know that there will be precious diamonds than the rocks that we saw daily? And how do we know that these foods that you're saying that brought about, that were shortage, this colonizing, how do we know they have existed if not for colonization? You also brought about modernization. And let me tell you, after colonization, how many African countries still held up that point of modernization? The train that existed from 1912 that was implemented by colonial masters in Nigeria, is it currently that after over 60 years of independence that Nigeria is now finally implementing a train? Isn't that madness? Furthermore, I want to state that disputing the positive effects of colonialism is like an apprentice badmouthing his master after learning all his tricks, especially when he brought about awareness of our resources. Crude oil, one of Nigeria's main exports, was brought and discovered in 1956 by colonial masters. How do we know the capability of crude oil and cocoa if not for our colonial masters? Would we even have known that crude oil could power such machines? Furthermore, he brought about reduction in poverty gap. You mentioned how many of them were taken to plantations, but at least they had a means of living. Before then, there would have been large poverty gap in Africa, especially due to colonization by our pre-colonial African leaders. And I also want to reiterate my point that you brought colonization eradicated fluid borderlines. Before now, Africa had fluid borderlines. And like I earlier stated, maybe today I'm Ghanaian, Nigeria beats Ghana, I become a Nigerian. This was eradicated to colonialism because it brought about a fixed borderline of which we are still using today. Furthermore, I want to rebuttal your point that you mentioned that it didn't bring about unity. But let me tell you, who amalgamated the Southern and Northern Protectorates? Maybe I won't be able to talk to you today if not for this amalgamation. I said that we could also speak about languages. What if you were Hausa? What if Sandra was Yoruba? What if I was Igbo? How would I be able to speak to you if not for English, which became a common lingua franca? All of this were brought by colonization. As an African populace, we like to blame our problems on colonization when the truth is they originated from ourselves. Thank you.
Thank you, Fabian Chibundu. What a closing. What a closing. Stephanie, you've got 3 minutes to close. It starts now.
Telling an existing shortfall, I still support the motion that saying European colonization in Africa has had more negative impact than positive impact. You said that it brought about unity because he helped to make like Southern and Northern protected, but that also brought about tribalism because now we now have the Yoruba tribe, Bubo tribe, Hausa tribe, and many other tribes in one country. That's now what brought about tribalism and who should run the government, whether it's somebody from Yoruba or somebody from Igbo. It has brought about many political issues too. You also said that they brought about fixed balance. Well, those fixed balance were not beneficial to us. The fixed balance, they didn't even consult us, they just put it there and they put it there for their own gains so that they can be able to demand territories that they will gain control over and actually exploit the resources. Not for our own benefit. And what are we actually benefiting from fixed borderline? What are we benefiting from fixed borderline? We now have one single tribe. Like there's a tribe that we find both in Canada and Kenya, and people now fighting for their land. Also, you said that reduction in poverty gap because there was high means of living. Well, they made them work. They made them work to death. In Congo, they even used to cut off their arms when they were not able to meet up to the standard, and they paid them only migrant incomes, and they still taxed them very highly. Even though there was no poverty before because we farmed and we earned enough we needed, and if we needed something else, we would trade it for another thing else. So even increased our poverty level because they just wanted to exploit us. They just exploited us and took our resources from us. And those money they even paid us, they just paid us so that we can at least buy food so that we can continue to do the work for them. You said that how will food shortage be? Well, food shortage will be there because we're no longer practicing subsistence, but we're now made to plant, we're now doing cash crop for the European people. And when they are with the cash crop, they don't give it to us, they send it on exportations and put it out. So when they are batting and we're actually able to grow enough so that we can grow extra for ourselves, there'll be food shortage and also there'll be high food prices. You also saying that it helped to better the medical sector, but you know that colonization also led to a lot of spread of disease. For example, the Europeans, they brought rinderpest to us and rinderpest to our livestock, and us were the ones that gave the Europeans HIV and AIDS. So it has led to many diseases being all over the world today. Maybe if not for colonization, we would not have so high cases of HIV and AIDS as we have in this world. You also said there are over 100 languages and it would be difficult to learn. Well, nobody said that you should learn all the 100 languages. Well, interpreters don't learn all the 100 languages. I said that if not for today, if they not bring about English or French, you would not be able to talk to me today. Well, there are people in Spain. Are you talking to them? There are people in Belgium. Are you talking to them? It's not taking away anything from me. You are still here debating, trying to win 1 million naira. So it does not matter whether you can speak the language or not. It's better that we hold on to what is actually as what our ancestors left us, our local language, because that's what will actually help us to grow. Because it's better to do what where you're actually from, that will help you to grow better. You also said that slavery was eradicated in 1807. Actually, during colonial period, there was still very much slavery. If you actually visit Badagry and visit the slavery zone, and you actually learn about the history, you know that it was even colonization that further increased slavery, because they wanted to make money for us, they wanted to exploit us. They took some slaves to their country, and they also traded some slaves to some other countries to make money. Also, he said I'm only looking at it from one perspective. After I'm not looking at it from one perspective. That's why I said earlier in this debate that some people have argued that better about education and communication, but they know that that's just the very minimal portion of the truth, and that the negative effect they actually brought is actually way, way, way more. You also said that you never said that it discourages. You said that I said it discourages labor or division of labor. I never said to. I said I put us at the most disadvantaged place in division of labor, because now we're only based on extracting raw materials. For example, Nigeria and our crude oil. We extract crude oil, but we don't refine this. We have to take it outside to be refined. Thank you.
Thank you, Stephanie. Amen. Well done. Oh my God, what a closing. What a final. What a final. I love it. We'll take a break. Let me remind you, Lagos, you can watch this live on Facebook. Nigeria Info 99.3. That's for Facebook. YouTube, Nigeria Info FM. Let's take a break. When we come back, it'll be time for the second topic. That was an excellent first debate. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, your moderator. Don't go away, Lagos.
Is the road to 1 million naira.
Machines will replace humans. Artificial intelligence will outpace people.
So some people may say, oh, most countries operate diaspora, but this way it is good.
For every past I beg to differ champion, it's taken 4 wins in 4 debates.
Tamvita Kaushik, Esther Bewaji, and Ruth Okorocha.
But for the champion we'll crown on Monday.
So when we pay ransom, we'll be increasing the rate.
Research has shown that 1% growth in infrastructure.
It's going to take 5. Both finalists came in through the playoffs and upset higher seeds in every single round.
Taxation leads to budget deficit and government debt.
Because the constitution does not provide for it. So
Stephanie Ame beat 2 I beg to differ veterans.
A young boy was once kidnapped. His right to freedom and personal liberty was
including the number 2 seat.
Also, this diaspora, most of them have been out of the country for many years.
And she rose above the drama in her semi-final.
The judges have just informed me that Musa Okoya is not debating the topic.
Fabian Chibundu has jumped and passed.
That they deducted 10 points from God's light for plagiarism.
And also took down a fan favorite.
I wonder what happened to Emmanuel today.
And through it all, he has cruised to win after win.
And that's one of the major reasons why Nigeria has budget deficits.
2 playoff hits, 2 fairy tales.
Now to make some refutals on my opponent's point.
But only one Cinderella story can end with a ball. Only one of them can win 1 million naira.
Children are naturally disorganized, but giving children food
is Stephanie indomitable.
And also, the constitution is too cumbersome to allow diaspora voting.
Is Fabian inevitable?
That's mainstream outcry plaguing our world today. And
who can muster a 5th win to be 1 winner, 1 million naira? Join me, Sandra Ezekwesili, on Monday at 4 p.m. as we crown the next I Beg to Differ champion. This tournament is brought to you in partnership with Webster University Ghana, obiwizi.com, Storm Body Spray, RLG Communications, and Booker Hut.
I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, your moderator. That was a fantastic first debate. Now it's time for our second debate. Our second topic is the central bank should let the naira float. The central bank should let the naira float. Now, because the first topic had Fabian supporting and Stephanie opposing, for this topic, Stephanie will support that the central bank should let the naira float, and Fabian will oppose that the central bank should let the naira float. It's time now for the presentation round. Let's start with Stephanie Ame, and then we'll come to Fabian. Stephanie, your 3 minutes start now.
In the 21st century, it is believed that currency runs the world, because currency runs the thing that runs the world, from market to trade to exchange to investment to fund, demand, supply, and many more. But now with currency running the world and different countries having different currency, the exchange rate system that a country chooses to adopt for its currency then becomes of prior importance, as it could potentially make or mar the economy of such a country. This is what I'll address today. and I'll be focusing on Nigeria and its currency, the Naira. Good day, moderator, panel of impartial judges, accurate timekeeper, co-debater, my attentive audience. My name is Stephanie. I'm a president of the International University of Lagos, and I'll be supporting the motion. We said that the central bank should let the Naira float. So what does it mean to let a currency float? It means that to let the value of the currency be determined by the floating exchange rate system. And what is a floating exchange rate system? It's an exchange rate system in which the government does not involve in determining the value of their country's money in relation to others, but rather they leave this to the forces of the market forces, which are demand and supply. Also, at the other end of the world, fixed exchange rate system. In fixed exchange rate system, it is the government that actually determines it by creating artificial supply and demand. We also have intermediaries like crawling peg and managed float. Now, there are many debates as to whether the central bank should allow the Naira to float or not, but they should allow the Naira to float. Why should they allow the Naira to float? Because if they allow the Naira to float, it will allow the value to be determined by the forces of demand and supply and not by the government or central bank. And so they will not be able to, the central bank or government will not be able to make the currency be to their own enrichment and the detriment of the people. Also, when you're not operating a floating exchange rate system, that means you require a peg, and peg are very difficult to maintain and can lead to Nigeria going into a financial disaster. Also, it's even hard to know where you should fix the peg. There are many hardships that can come for this. You can make the currency to be overvalued or the currency to be undervalued. And when the currency is overvalued, to make the export to be less productive, and it will make the export to be less productive, and as such, generate less revenue and less income for such a country. It also discourage investment, because when the currency is overvalued, investors do not want to, because it will be hard for them to purchase land and assets. So it is because of this, it will be hard for them to purchase land and assets. Also, when the money is overvalued and there are many exports, there will also be less import. There will also be cheaper import. And when the imports are cheaper, people want to patronize the import. And so this will cause harm to our domestic industries and infant industries and lead to a high rate of unemployment and poverty in society. So to prevent all this, the central bank should let the Naira float. Also, if the central bank does not let the Naira float and we need a peg which is hard to come about, or which is hard to choose where the peg should be, it can also lead to the currency being undervalued. And when the currency is undervalued, this will lead to import inflation, because the import goods will be very high. And this also leads to a general inflation, as even goods that don't have to do with import want to increase their value to make more profit. Also, even when the money is undervalued, it can lead to conflict. As since we're having more exports, some countries say that we're doing it on purpose. We're trying to collect their markets from the international trade. We're trying to make them not also sell. And they think that we're doing it on purpose, and this can lead to conflict. Also, the central bank shall let Naira flow, because this is the best way to determine the value of the currency and to lead to the Naira having equilibrium in the international market. Also, the central bank shall let Naira flow because it requires less reserves when they're allowing Naira flow. Or like in a situation where we have to create artificial demand and supply, and then we'll be needing more reserves so that we can probably from time to time increase the demand or increase our supply of the money in the international market. Also, the central bank should allow the Naira flow because it will allow for monetary autonomy. It's a situation whereby monetary autonomy is a situation whereby central bank is independent to influence money supply. They can do this through influencing interest rates, and this will help to control inflation. Okay, and prevent. Okay, thank
you. Stephanie Ame, well done. Fabian Chibundu, 3 minutes for your presentation round. It starts now.
For a fragile, developing, and highly import-dependent country, allowing Naira to float is like allowing a plane to fly without a pilot. And as a future pilot, I know this will lead to a crash. Good day, panel. Judges, moderator, time for our fellow co-debate analyst, the audience. My name is Fabian Chimu from Kelly College, and I'm here to oppose the notion that central bank should allow Naira to float with the following points. Firstly, it brings about volatility. Volatility in finance is for current fluctuation in the value of the currency. Allowing Naira to float will lead to constant depreciation in its value and fluctuation in its value. Furthermore, it will lead to constant depreciation in its value. Nigeria is, like I earlier stated, a high import dependent country, and allowing Naira to flow to bring about more foreign exchange and constant devaluation in the value of our currency. It also bring about uncertainty. When you put the currency in the hands of demands on supply, there will be constant fluctuation, like I earlier stated, bringing about uncertainty, unpredictability, and unsustainability in the currency. Furthermore, it also bring about lack of investment. What kind of market wise person wants to invest in a country with unstable economy and a further unstable, uncertain, and unpredictable currency? Furthermore, it leads to loss of discipline. Discipline can be imposed that when central bank had control over the currency with the use of monetary and fiscal policies will no longer be there due to allowing Naira to float. Furthermore, also worsens economic problems. Nigeria has many economic problems. We have high budget deficits, we have high inflation, and low GDP growth rates. Allowing Naira to float will only worsen this, as this leads to constant depreciation in the value of our currency, therefore reducing the amount that our currency can do. Furthermore, furthermore, it's bring about increase in inflation. Seeing as currency is now determined by demand and supply, what is stopping the citizens from importing goods like toothpicks or basic pencils? It will increase inflation because of the value of our currency will continue to depreciate, and therefore increasing the cost of goods and increasing inflation. Furthermore, it also brings about artificial scarcity. when you allow the naira to float, what is stopping people from bringing about hoarding or artificial scarcity? This could have been prevented if you allow the central bank to control the currency, as they'll bring about policies to eradicate this, as the seen in the policies that central bank puts to impose the demand for dollars. Furthermore, it also brings about poverty. Increase when you allow the naira to flow to bring about increased price of goods, reduction in disposable income, and of course, increase in poverty rates. Furthermore, when central bank controls the currency and rather not allow it to float, it will bring about stabilization of the economy. Who would have expected a COVID-19 pandemic or Ukraine and Russian war? When central bank controls the currency, they can help stabilize the economy. Furthermore, allowing naira to flow to bring about economy will bring about weakened economic growth, as economic growth is that dependent on monetary and fiscal policies that can be done when central bank controls the currency. Furthermore, allowing the currency to flow to bring about capital flight, as said by Mike Obadan himself. And when you allow when central bank controls the currency, they can help defend the national currency, which has proven to be vital for the economy. In conclusion, allowing naira to flow is a statement that is a theory and not practical, as in one way or the other, a country imposes control over its currency. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Fabian. You have 6 seconds left.
There's not a lot to do in 6 seconds, so that's okay.
Okay, we're gonna dive straight into rebuttal rounds,
or the rebuttal round.
Let's start with the motion opposer. Fabian, your 3 minutes start now.
All protocols duly observed and remain the same. My opponent stated that currency now runs the world. Of course it does. So that's what that brings about the reason why it should be controlled by someone and not demand and supply, which can change daily. So you mentioned the value is determined by demand and supply. This brings about more uncertainty and fluctuation, as maybe Nigeria can be 600, Nigeria's currency, Naira, can be 600 Naira to $1 in the morning, 700 Naira to $1 in the afternoon, and 500 Naira to $1 in the night. How would you be able to do this when demand and supply constantly changes daily? Furthermore, he said that it brings about when central bank controls currency, it discourages investments. But allowing Naira to flow to also discourage investments. Like I earlier stated, no market-wise person or with a good company want to invest in a country that has an unstable and uncertain currency. My opponent also stated that when you allow central banks control, it will lead to undervalue in the currency. But then in our currency. But let me tell you, when you allow naira to float, like I earlier stated, it will lead to constant fluctuation, variations, and volatility in finance, therefore bringing about undervaluation in the currency that central bank controlling it could ever do. You also mentioned it brings about importation. You also mentioned that it increases importation inflation. But like I earlier stated, what is stopping someone from saying, oh, the toothpicks in Nigeria are bad and then China own is better, why don't I just import it? What is stopping them from doing this, therefore increasing import inflation? You also mentioned it brings about conflict. But when you allow central banks to control the currency, there will be less conflict and less harm than allowing currency to float. You mentioned it brings about equilibrium. How do you bring about equilibrium when there's constant holding of the currency, as forex users will know when to increase and buy the currency as long as there's demand and supply predictions? You also mentioned it brings about less reserves. But let me tell you, allowing naira to flow to bring about more harm than good. Like in 1 hour, allowing the naira to flow will bring about disaster, as a naira can depreciate to 1,000 in less than 1 hour. And then the government will now have to dip into these reserves in order to bring about value in our currency again. This could have been easily eradicated if central bank controlled the currency. You also mentioned it brings about monetary autonomy. Like you earlier stated yourself, currency runs the world, and furthermore, it has to be controlled by someone stable and not a constant fluctuating demand and supply. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Fabian. Well done. You had 40 seconds left. If you just tuned in, hello to you. Good evening. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, your moderator. This is I Beg to Differ on 99.3 Nigeria Info. I have two phenomenal debaters in the studio with me. They are ranked number 15 and number 16 in this tournament. They've knocked out all the higher ranking seeds that they were paired with to get to this final. Fabian Chibundu, that's whose voice you just heard. And his opponent is Stephanie Ame. Stephanie Ame, you've got 3 minutes for your rebuttal.
Okay, I'd like to refute the point my opponent made. He said that demand and supply changes daily. That's why we should not practice float. Actually, when demand and supply changes daily, it's actually make the country, to challenge the countries that, oh, since demand and supply is fluctuating, that we can actually do something about it. We can make our currencies become the most credible in the world and to make them to want to work hard. And so when they want to now increase their demand so that they can make their currency more credible, it's now make them to actually work hard so that they can now begin to export more, thereby increasing demand for their currency and reducing supply. So if demand and supply is changing daily, to provide a challenge for the country to actually become better. He also said that, you said that currency should be determined by people because it is something big. Actually, if you determine by people, they can use this for their own, they can use for their own personal gains. They can make it, for example, people in government can make it to enrich themselves to embezzle. But rather, when it's determined by the market forces, the forces of supply and demand, it is everybody in joint that's actually causing how it is determined, because we are the ones buying and selling stuff that lead to supply and demand. It will be more favorable towards us. And I said it leads to monetary autonomy. And when it leads to monetary autonomy, it will provide us, it will give us a second measure of controlling our economy beyond the fiscal policy. And you said it does not lead to equilibrium, but it actually leads to equilibrium because demand and supply, the price it meets at is where they will actually be equilibrium. Then you said that it leads, if you allow Naira to float, it will increase, it will decrease investment. No, it will actually, you said if you allow Naira to float, it will decrease investment. No, it's actually when you don't allow Naira to float that it will decrease investment, because when a peg is actually difficult to maintain, and that's what you have when you're not allowing Naira to float. And as such, when you're not able to maintain this any longer, the foreign investors will quickly scramble to get their money out of the country, and this will deplete the foreign reserves and reduce the investment that you have in such a country. You also said that it brings about volatility and fluctuality. Well, this is the reason. It will make the people to actually work harder because they say, oh, they have to. You said it brings about poverty rates if you allow narrative load. No, it's actually if you don't allow narrative load, you stand the chance of having higher rate of unemployment and affecting the domestic industries. And all this in the long run will lead to a higher poverty rate in Nigeria. Also, you said that it will prevent capital flight. No, it's actually when you fix it, or you fix it partially, that it prevents capital flight. Because when you let it float, anything can happen. It is demand and supply. It will increase foreign exchange trade. Anybody can trade. Anybody can do anything. That's the point, by the demand and supply. But when you are operating on that system, you will be trying to control some certain things. So it is actually when you fix it that it will prevent capital flight. Not when you don't fix it. When you don't fix it, it will allow more foreign exchange and everything. You also. And floating exchange rates then actually lead to stability, since it will lead to equilibrium. That's how it will actually lead to stability, not when you don't have it floating. Okay, you also said it will lead to increase in inflation when you float it. Actually, when you don't float it, that it will lead to increase in inflation, because when you can no longer control it, because I said, but the peg is so difficult to control. When you can no longer control it, and the economy and the money and demand and supply, everything is now out of your hands. That's how it actually lead to inflation. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Well done, Stephanie Yame. You had 6 seconds left.
But there's not a lot you can do with 6 seconds.
Oh, these kids. Let's take a very short break so they can catch their breath. When we come back from this break, it will be time for their closing. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, your moderator. You're listening to I Beg to Differ on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
So it's been almost 200 days of ASUU strike. Are you tired or not? Because I think I am. You know how you always say, what God cannot do does not exist. Guess what? If you've ever wanted to go to an American university, now is your chance. Webster University Ghana Campus is taking applications for its undergraduate and graduate programs for August and October intakes. I mean, you can get a scholarship to study computer science, management, psychology, media studies, or international relations. Webster also has its master's degrees in business, international relations, and human resource management. I mean, this gives you an opportunity to start your college education in Ghana and finish in the US of A, USA, Europe, or Asia. If you're looking for more details on this information, all you have to do is call the number 091-223-74818. 091-223-74818 now for more details.
Now it's time for the closing. Amazing, amazing work from both Fabian Chibundu and Stephanie Ame. This time, let's start with a motion supporter. Your 3 minutes start now.
Okay,
you, mentioned,
Who's the motion supporter? You
standing on existing protocol. I still support the motion that the central bank should allow the naira float. Hmm. Because if the central bank allows naira float, it will eliminate the corrupt practice of round tipping, which allows for evasion of taxes and laundering of money, and also providing illusionary growth. Because if you don't allow naira to float, they can start making illusionary growth. As I said before, it is artificial demand and supply. So if you are selling a currency at a price, or say you're selling an asset at a price, and you're buying the same asset at the price, you're just making it conceive, oh, there's actually economic growth or economic activity. Meanwhile, there's actually none. So to actually prevent this, we should allow the naira float. Also, we should allow naira float because it will serve as a means of absorbing as a macro absorber in terms of economic shock or in terms of serious depreciations. Also, we should allow naira float because it's bring about stable monetary policies, and not allowing naira float to require many institutional arrangements. Just like I said, if you're operating fixed or you're operating intermediary forms, you need institutional arrangements to actually make this work, because it's the central bank that is like controlling it and the government at that point in time. So they will need institutional management. Also, we should allow the naira to float because it will discourage on black markets and selling the currency at unofficial prices and at unofficial rates. We should also allow naira to float because it will increase division of labor and specialization among countries that Nigeria inclusive. We should also help the naira to float because it can help a country to avoid recession and to catch up. When you make naira to float, so it will also automatically help to correct a current account deficit or to correct a trade deficit, and to always ensure that there is balance of payments. And when all this is there, it will prevent the country from running into a budget deficit or from running into inflation or unreasonably high prices. Also, she also allowed naira to float to prevent economic bubbles, which can lead to inflation and unreasonable high prices. Allowing naira to float, like, it will give us the flexibility. It will bring about flexibility in how we handle our currency. So, if we allow naira to float, if there is a problem, it will bring about flexibility in how we handle our currency, and to encourage more people to like go into the business sector, because you know that it's being determined by demand and supply. So, the money they get and their investment and everything is being determined by demand and supply, not that the government will be controlling it to make it work against them or to enrich their pockets. For example, in a country like Nigeria, that we have a lot of embezzlement and we have a lot of corruption, if we do not allow the naira to float, the politicians can immediately capitalize on it, and they'll see a free chance to use us and use what actually belongs to us. So we should allow the naira to float. Also, it's also make us to like go for it and become better of ourselves. Thank you.
All right, thank you very much. You had one whole minute left. Fabian, your final 3 minutes in this edition of I Beg to Differ. It starts now.
Nigeria runs a democracy system. So when you mentioned that they can, when there's a fixed exchange rate, that they can change the value of the currency to their own favor, then who's going to benefit from it? If the government is the like I said, democracy is the government of the people, by the people, and for the people. So benefits for the government is benefit of the people. You also mentioned it leads to equilibrium. But like I earlier stated, what is stopping the people from bringing about hoarding and artificial scarcity? Nothing, because central bank no longer has the power to impose monetary and fiscal policies, therefore bringing about reduction in equilibrium. My opponent also mentioned that it makes the people work harder. So after allowing the currency to float, has destroyed our economy. That's when the people will finally realize that they need to work harder and change the demand and increase the demand of their currency in order to bring about its value. I'm sorry, but it will already be too late, as there will be reduction in government reserves, increase in import inflation, and many other economic crises. You also mentioned that I stated myself that I discouraged capital flights, but let me tell you, I didn't. Mike Obadon himself stated that allowing the naira to float to lead to capital flights, as seen in many foreign companies today, as they make money in Nigeria and then take it abroad without contributing anything to Nigeria's economy. Also, you said it brings about stability. How do you bring about stability? I always like to use your point that you said currency runs the world, and an unstable currency brings about an unstable economy and a further unstable country. You mentioned peg is difficult to control. If the peg is difficult to control, then what about by a normal person? What about allowing the value of our currency to be in the hands of an ever-changing demand and supply? Furthermore, you mentioned that it brings about monetary policies. Monetary policies, who imposes these monetary policies? Central bank of the country. Furthermore, you mentioned it eradicates specialization and recession. But when central bank controls the currency, they can thereby aid the country when there's an economic recession, like I pointed out, COVID-19 pandemic and Ukraine and Russian war. Only when the central bank controls the currency could they able to bring economic recovery and stabilization. And when they are allowed to control the currency, they remove political capital capitalism. Because when you allow the demand and supply to rule the currency, many politicians and other companies, private owned companies, want to use this to their own benefits, therefore creating more harm than good. And when the central bank controls the currency, they can therefore bring about reserve management, which brings about confidence in the country's economy. Furthermore, it also brings about equilibrium. Contrary to what he said, a currency controlled by a central bank will bring about equilibrium, as they will reduce the importation of goods that are not essential for the country, and therefore reducing high demand for foreign exchange, increasing value of our currency, reducing import inflation, and many economic problems. In conclusion, allowing naira to float is like a traveler without a compass or a map. As long as they try, they will never be able to reach their desired destination or goal. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Fabian Chibundu, for the last time in this edition of Nigeria Info FM's I Beg to Differ Debate Tournament. I am Sandra Ezekwesili. You just heard two topics from two fantastic debaters. Amazing, amazing stuff from our two finalists, Stephanie Ame, Fabian Chibundu. Well done. A round of applause for both of you. The judges are collating and they're sending the results in. Our chief judge will put them all together and send to me, and we will find out who leaves the studio tonight with 1 million naira. I'm S. Ezekwesili on social media, Sandra Ezekwesili everywhere. Let's take a break, shall we? When we come back from this break, we'll see if the judges are ready. If they're not, we'll take another break.
How long is the road to 1 million naira?
Machines will replace humans. Artificial intelligence will outpace people.
So some people may say, most countries operate that's poverty, so it is good.
But for every past I Beg to Differ champion, it's taken 4 wins in 4 debates.
Tamvita Kaushik, Esther Bewaji, and Ruth Okorocha.
But for the champion, we'll crown on Monday.
So when we pay ransom, we'll be increasing the research has shown that 1% growth in infrastructure.
It's going to take 5. Both finalists came in through the playoffs and upset higher seeds in every single round.
Taxation leads to budget deficit and government debt.
Because the constitution does not provide for it. Stephanie Ame beat 2 I Beg to Differ veterans.
A young boy was once kidnapped. His right to freedom and personal liberty was
including the number 2 seat.
Also, this diaspora, most of them have been out of the country for many years.
And she rose above the drama in her semi-final.
The judges have just informed me that Musa Okoya is not debating the topic.
Fabian Chibundu has jumped and passed.
That they deducted 10 points from God's Light for plagiarism.
And also took down a fan favorite.
I wonder what happened to Emmanuel today.
And through it all, he has cruised to win after win.
And that's one of the major reasons why Nigeria has budget deficits.
2 playoff hits, 2 fairy tales.
That will make some reflectors on my opponent's point.
But only one Cinderella story can end with a ball. Only one of them can win 1 million naira.
Children are naturally disorganized, but giving children phone
is Stephanie indomitable.
And also, the constitution is too cumbersome to allow diaspora voting.
Is Fabian inevitable?
That's mainstream outcry plaguing our world today. Annie.
Who can muster a 5th win to be 1 winner, 1 million naira? Join me, Sandra Ezekwesili, on Monday at 4 p.m. as we crown the next I Beg to Differ champion. This tournament is brought to you in partnership with Webster University Ghana, obiwizi.com, Storm Body Spray, RLG Communications, and Booker Hut.
So, it's been almost 200 days of ASUU strike. Are you tired or not? Because I think I am. You know how you always say, what God cannot do does not exist. Guess what? If you've ever wanted to go to an American university, now is your chance. Webster University Ghana Campus is taking applications for its undergraduate and graduate programs for August and October intakes. I mean, you can get a scholarship to study computer science, management, psychology, media studies, or international relations. Webster also has its master's degrees in business, international relations, and human resource management. I mean, this gives you an opportunity to start your college education in Ghana and finish in the US of A, USA, Europe, or Asia. If you're looking for more details on this information, all you have to do is call the number 091-223-74818. 091-223-74818 now for more details.
How
Kano is the road to a million naira.
Machines will replace humans. Artificial intelligence will outpace people.
So some people may say, oh, most countries operate diaspora, but this one is good.
But for every past I beg to differ champion, it's taken 4 wins in 4 debates.
Tamvita Kaushik, Esther Bewaji, and Ruth Okorocha.
But for the champion we'll crown on Monday.
So when we pay ransom, we'll be increasing the rate.
Research has shown that 1% growth in infrastructure.
It's going to take 5. Both finalists came in through the playoffs and upset higher seeds in every single round.
Taxation leads to budget deficit and government debt.
Because the constitution does not provide for it.
Stephanie Ame beat 2 I beg to differ veterans.
A young boy was once kidnapped. His right to freedom and personal liberty was
including the number 2 seat.
Also, this diaspora, most of them have been out of the country for many years.
And she rose above the drama in her semi-final.
The judges have just informed me that Musa Okoya is not debating the topic.
Fabian Chibundu has jumped and passed.
That they deducted 10 points from God's Light for plagiarism.
And also took down a fan favorite.
I wonder what happened to Emmanuel today.
And through it all, he has cruised to win after win.
That's one of the major reasons why Nigeria has budget deficits.
2 playoff hits, 2 fairy tales.
That will make some reflectors on my opponent's point.
But only one Cinderella story can end with a ball. Only one of them can win 1 million naira.
Children are naturally disorganized, but giving children phone
is Stephanie indomitable.
And also, the constitution is too cubist to allow diaspora voting.
Is Fabian inevitable?
That's mainstream outcry plaguing our world today. And
who can muster a 5th win to be 1 winner, 1 million naira? Join me, Sandra Ezekwesili, on Monday at 4 p.m. as we crown the next I Beg to Differ champion. This tournament is brought to you in partnership with Webster University Ghana, obiwizi.com, Storm Body Spray, RLG Communications, and Booker Hut.
Talk
is what we do.
You know, the youth of Nigeria have historically been apathetic towards the electoral process. There's no way for the youth to participate in mainstream fields like oil and gas, banking, and so on. The youth are actively excluded from those fields. And so we just created our own way in tech.
Informed analysis, reliable, accurate.
We actually advocate you get your eyes checked at least once a year. When you go for an eye check, the routine things they check, they do for you is to check your visual acuity. Visual acuity is how good you see. A lot of us don't actually know that we don't see so well. But because, like I said, like we can count money, we think we're doing very well.
Your number one station for talk, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
How long is the road to a million naira?
Machines will replace humans. Artificial intelligence will outpace people.
So some people may say, oh, most countries operate diaspora, but this one is good.
But for every past I beg to differ champion, it's taken 4 wins in 4 debates.
Tamvita Kaushik, Esther Bewaji, and Ruth Okorocha.
But for the champion we'll crown on Monday.
So when we pay ransom, we'll be increasing the rate.
Research has shown that 1% growth in infrastructure.
It's going to take 5. Both finalists came in through the playoffs and upset higher seeds in every single round.
Taxation leads to budget deficit and government debt.
Because the constitution does not provide for it. So
Stephanie Ame beat 2 I beg to differ veterans.
A young boy was once kidnapped. His right to freedom and personal liberty was
including the number 2 seat.
Also, this diaspora, most of them have been out of the country for many years.
And she rose above the drama in her semi-final.
The judges have just informed me that Musa Okoya is not debating the topic.
Fabian Chibundu has jumped and passed.
That they deducted 10 points from God's Light for plagiarism.
And also took down a fan favorite.
I wonder what happened to Emmanuel today.
And through it all, he has cruised to win after win.
And that's one of the major reasons why Nigeria has budget deficits.
2 playoff hits, 2 fairy tales.
That will make some reflectors on my opponent's point.
But only one Cinderella story can end with a ball. Only one of them can win 1 million naira.
Children are naturally disorganized, but giving children phone
is Stephanie indomitable.
And also, the constitution is too cubist to allow diaspora voting.
Is Fabian inevitable?
That's mainstream outcry plaguing our world today. And
who can muster a 5th win to be 1 winner, 1 million naira? Join me, Sandra Ezekwesili, on Monday at 4 p.m. as we crown the next I Beg to Differ champion. This tournament is brought to you in partnership with Webster University Ghana, obiwizi.com, Storm Body Spray, RLG Communications, and Booker Hut.
I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, and as you can tell by the many times that you've heard that promo, it's taking our judges some time to collate the results because we have five judges joining us today. If you were with us when we started, I told you that our first judge is the co-founder of SBM Intelligence. If you listen to Hard Facts quite a bit, you will know that SBM Intelligence features here quite a bit. They're always driving the facts on Hard Facts, driving the data on Hard Facts. Chetawanze is our first judge. Our second judge is joining us virtually from the United Kingdom, like he has done throughout this tournament. He's a clinical psychologist, Dr. Ndoka Onyebuchi. Also joining us virtually is our chief judge. He's a product lead at Founders Factory Africa, a venture capital firm and venture studio. Chief Andy Oboforibo joining us virtually for the first time during the IBEX Defer finals. Our fourth judge is a legal practitioner in Toronto, Ontario, Canada, Adenike Arobonlo. She's joining us virtually too. And our fifth judge is the voice of the news here on Nigeria Info, Judge Vaughn Ohaifo. She's in the studio alongside Cheta Wanze. And they have both, they have all, five of them, have done a phenomenal job scoring these kids. And remember that what they score are the number, quality, and originality of unique points made. So if the contestants repeated any points, their scores did not increase. Clarity of thought and eloquence of presentation determines who will walk away with 1 million naira today. The number of the points of the opponents that were addressed by both debaters today will also determine whether one person goes home with 1 million naira and the other goes home with 500,000 naira. And of course, the strength of the rebuttal of each point, the judges listened for that and they scored based on that. Now, each judge added up the points that they've given to both contestants. They cast a single vote for the winner or half a vote for each of the contestants. That's if they are tied on the judges' scorecard. I've seen the judges' scorecard. The contestants are not tied. If the contestants end up tied on votes, though, since we have five judges, if they end up tied on votes, their scores will be added up to determine the winner. Now, each judge has sent in their results to our chief judge. We're now waiting for our chief judge. He hasn't sent in the final yet, which means I'll take another break. I know, the tension is killing me too. Me, I'm moderator. They kill me, join. So we'll take a break. And when we come back, hopefully we'll know who has gone home with 1 million naira. Lagos, I'll also take your thoughts. I'll be taking calls right now, but people can be badly behaved sometimes, so I'm just gonna wait. When we have announced a winner, then I'll take your calls and I'll take your thoughts. Don't go away.
Is the road to 1 million naira.
Machines will replace humans. Artificial intelligence will outpace people.
So some people may say, oh, most countries are paid. That's probably so it is good.
But for every past I beg to differ champion, it's taken four wins in four debates.
Tamvita Kaushik, Esther Bewaji, and Ruth Okorocha.
But for the champion we'll crown on Monday.
So when we pay ransom, we'll be increasing the rate.
Research has shown that 1% growth in infrastructure.
It's going to take five. Both finalists came in through the playoffs and upset higher seeds in every single round.
Part taxation leads to budget deficit and government debt.
Because the constitution does not provide for it.
Stephanie Ame beat two I beg to differ veterans.
A young boy was once kidnapped. His right to freedom and personal liberty was
including the number two seat.
Also, this diaspora, most of them have been out of the country for many years.
And she rose above the drama in her semi-final.
The judges have just informed me that Musa Okoya is not debating the topic.
Fabian Chibundu has jumped and passed.
That they deducted 10 points from God's light for plagiarism.
And also took down a fan favorite.
I wonder what happened to Emmanuel today.
And through it all, he has cruised to win after win.
That's one of the major reasons why Nigeria has budget deficits.
Two playoff hits, two fairy tales.
That will make some reflectors on my opponent's point.
But only one Cinderella story can end with a ball.
Only one of them can win 1 million naira.
Children are naturally disorganized, but giving children phone
is Stephanie indomitable.
And also, the constitution is too cumbersome to allow diaspora voting.
Is Fabian inevitable?
That's mainstream outcry plaguing our world today, Annie.
Who can muster a fifth win to be one winner, 1 million naira? Join me, Sandra Ezekwesili, on Monday at 4 p.m. as we crown the next I Beg to Differ champion. This tournament is brought to you in partnership with Webster University Ghana, obiwizi.com, Storm Body Spray, RLG Communications, and Booker Hut.
Still waiting for those results from the chief judge. I still don't have them. Fabian is sweating quite a bit. I'm sweating myself. Vaughn is also sweating. Cheta is sweating. Stephanie is sweating. Ah, now, wow. Chief judge, help our life. Eh? Okay. All right, then. Woo! It looks like chief judge has finally heard my voice, and so he has sent in the results. Lagos, I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. I am your moderator, and we have heard from two amazing debaters today. They've done their part. The judges have done their part. Let's find out our next winner. Our first debater is a 13-year-old JS3 student at Kaylee College. In the playoffs, he explained that secondary school specialization between arts and science is a net positive. In the round of 16, he told us that technology is not creating more jobs than it eliminates. In the quarterfinals, he explained why government should prioritize infrastructure over education. And in the semi-final, he successfully argued that government should increase taxation to improve service delivery. Today, during the final, he said to us that European colonization in Africa has had a more positive than negative impact. And then he wrapped up by saying that the central bank should not let the naira float. His opponent, our second debater, is a 15-year-old SS2 student at International School University of Lagos. In the playoffs, she argued in favor of the proposed nationwide Okada ban. In the round of 16, she said Nigeria should not allow diaspora voting. In the quarterfinal, she argued that families of kidnapped victims should be allowed to pay ransom. In the semi-final, she convinced us that developing nations should not have the same carbon emission standards as industrialized nations. Today, she said that European colonization in Africa has had a more negative than positive impact. She says, yes, the central bank should let the naira float. And the judges have decided. We have a unanimous decision. Judge Nick Arabonlaw scored 116 to 114. Chief Judge Andy Oboforibo scored 227 to 226. Judge Ndubisi scored 230 to 222. Judge Checha scored 146 to 147. Judge Vaughn scored 221 to 229. And all of those votes go to the next winner of the August edition of I Beg to Differ.
Fabian Chibundu, congratulations. Well done. You are our fourth ever I Beg to Differ champion. Well done. How does it feel to win, Fabian?
Feels nice.
Congratulations, Fabian, and well done. You just become the fourth ever to win I Beg to Differ on Nigeria Info. Your road to 1 million naira ends here, Stephanie, but congratulations, very well done. You gave him a run for that money. I've never seen a final so keenly contested. You should be very, very proud of yourself. To make it to the final out of hundreds of debaters who auditioned to be here, in all our books, you are a winner. Well done.
Thank you, ma.
And we've got money for you as well. We've got 500 grand coming your way. Fabian, Stephanie, well done. Congratulations. Let's hear from Lagos. 0700-993-993-993-01465-7190. Hello. Thank you for calling us.
My Ebu Presido.
Good to have you on the show, sir. What's your name?
What did I tell you, President Sandra? You remember?
I don't know. Remind me.
Oh, my God. I predicted Fabian.
Oh, you did, huh?
Oh, my God.
I know, right?
President Sandra, you know what is going through my mind?
What's going through your mind?
The six judges.
Mm-hmm. Five.
Okay, Famed Makubu Yakubu. I want to beg him. I want to beg him. If you use the six of you and drop some of those professionals, those professors,
okay,
for our election come 2023.
All right.
And I will predict the 2023 presidential.
Don't predict. Bye-bye. 99.3. Hello. Hello. Is anybody there?
Hi, Sandra. Good evening.
Good evening. Welcome.
Finally, we don't get man for the seat.
Hey, we don't get man. No,
we
finally
don't get man for the seat. I mean, it was good. It was amazing. Congratulations, Fabian. Mm-hmm. Congratulations, Stephanie.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing run for this money. Mm-hmm. It was a beautiful race after all. And we are proud. Finally, a man joined the League of Extraordinary Super Debaters. He was worth it.
Thank you for calling 99.3. Hello.
Hello, hello, Sandra.
Thank you for calling. What's your name, sir?
Yeah, this is Andy.
Welcome.
I'm fulfilled.
Okay.
Since a boy had joined the group. Since a boy had joined the group. And bad, I'm very, very much happy.
Okay.
I'm happy indeed.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much for calling. 99.3, hello. Sorry about that. Give us a call back if you can. Good evening. Sorry about that. Hello, good evening. Hello.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening to you. What's your name, sir?
Wow. Both of them are winners.
Yes,
I'm Matthew
they are.
From Ikeja.
Okay, welcome.
Right from the first day I listened to Stephanie, I knew that she would go far. In fact, if it is possible, both of them are winners, but I know that Chibudu is a great guy too.
Mm.
Congratulations. In as much we all were clamoring that a guy should win this edition, they've answered us and the guy did well. But Stephanie, she should go home and be proud of herself. I'm so proud of Stephanie. Right from the first day, right from the first day I heard her name and the first debate I listened to.
Mm-hmm.
Because of Stephanie, I was in Apapa this afternoon. I was running to come to the office to listen to Stephanie because I didn't drive to Apapa. I was running and I meet up.
Oh,
congratulations to both of them. Yes. They are deserved champions.
Indeed.
They are champions.
Thank you very much for calling. We've got Ernest from Ikorodu who's asking, Sandra, where do you fetch these kids from? Are they from the sky? Someone on WhatsApp is shouting, Fabian! I love you, Fabian! For the first time, a boy won. Up, Fabian! Jojo from Ikorodu says. We've got this message here from Jamiu. Jamiu Naguda says, Sandra, do you know what? This is my first time that I've seen Nigeria Info skip our news. Sandra, both of them really tried, but there must be a winner. You cannot wait to see how followers are on fire on Facebook with Team Stephanie, Team Fabian. Yes, if you see the Facebook comments, there's lots of Team Stephanie, lots of Team Fabian.
Salma says, congratulations to the boy. He tried. The girl also tried. We've got a message here that says, that was so close. May God bless them. All right. We'll take two more calls and then we'll hear from Femi Obong Daniels. Hello. Thank you very much for calling us.
Hello. Hello, Sandra. Good evening.
Good evening. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm very well. What's your name?
My name is...
Your name is?
Sharon.
Sharon. Hi, Sharon. Welcome. Sharon, your network isn't doing great. It's not doing us any favors, you know. So what we're going to do now is move over to the general manager of Cool Wazobia FM. Fabian, please hand me that mic. Could you hand me that mic? Thank you very much. All right. Let's have the general manager speak about this edition of I Beg to Differ. Over to you, boss.
Do you mind if I stepped over just here?
No. Go ahead.
I don't know what to say, but every single I Beg to Differ debate final has been momentous, as has been the contest in itself. And for the audience, for most of the audience, it starts with the actual contest, but a lot of work goes into the qualifiers, the preparation, and all of that. And finally, another final worthy of everything that this contest has become known for. Yeah, the audience are happy. Fabian, congratulations.
Thank you, sir.
Well and thoroughly deserved. And you can be proud of what you've accomplished today. You join a very, very special group of individuals, great names, who have written their names in gold in this contest. And everything you've done has been wonderful, wonderful. So congratulations one more time. I like your smile. What do your friends call you, actually, your closest friends? Do you have a nickname?
Steph.
They call you Steph. Okay. At home, what?
They call me by my traditional name.
Tell me.
My daddy calls me Nene, my mommy calls me Dry.
Oh, lovely. Lovely. Stephanie, you can be proud. None of us knew where this final would go, because both of you had shown brilliance, excellence, class. I can hear our friends, the mill folks, celebrating. Finally, a guy wins a debate. Sandra and I had a debate of our own
last week. Yes, we did.
I think I had this, whatever it was, a conspiracy theory for why the women folk were winning it. Mm-hmm. But again, another worthy final, Stephanie. You can be proud of what you've accomplished.
Very close.
Thank you, sir.
It was very close. It was well deserved. These things are within the margins. And the fact that you too got all the way here, considering the quality of the field and the contestants, you can be proud.
Thank you, sir.
Ultimately, it didn't matter what happened in this final. The fact that both of you are seated here.
That's right.
That is the most rewarding thing you can take from this contest. So I would like to say congratulations to you too.
Thank you, sir.
You didn't quite go all the way this time, but a little birdie tells me we'll be hearing from you again.
Thank you, sir.
So be proud. Congratulations. Sandra.
Yes.
To you.
Oh.
There is nothing to say.
Yes. Because you retired,
And your head, every time I say your head gets bigger.
You know?
Yeah, your head is getting big. I don't want your head.
I can hear your heart.
Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah,
it's okay.
I can hear your heart.
But well done. Well done.
Thank you.
And to the best, the people who form the best part of this contest, our beautiful audience, for following through, for supporting these kids. every time you listen to these debates, you kind of feel some ray of hope that maybe it's not all gloom and doom after all. Mm-hmm. If our young ones could be this committed, this passionate, this involved, and if their voice could be heard more, then there's something good in the offing, and you can sense it, you can smell it. Mm. So I'd like to thank our audience, Nigeria Info audiences, everybody who's listened, everybody who's contributed, everybody who's been a part of this ride. And thanks to the parents of all the contestants, mm-hmm. but particularly to the parents of Fabian and Stephanie. I see them here in the premises, and we... Mom, Dad, in both cases, Fabian and Stephanie, I don't think you could be any prouder.
Auntie.
Your aunt. Oh, your aunt. It's your aunt.
Okay.
Sometimes it's sisters or brothers.
Yes, yes. I mean, whatever it is. I would want to adopt you guys, if you don't mind. But congratulations. Mm-hmm. Thank you for coming. Thank you for doing this. And thank you for the quality you've shown us that you possess, the quality we are convinced will make you shine on through. Thank you very much for giving this country and the world hope. Once again, I would say congratulations to you in all your endeavors as you grow and you continue to develop. Yeah. Fabian, and that's some cool cash you just won there. Yeah, interesting. And it's not just the cash. It's all the doors that it opens up for you. And Stephanie, too, you'd be surprised what new doors are open to you. So once again, congratulations, everybody. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you, boss. We have Webster University here. Ihuoma representing Webster University. We have their checks ready. So can we have the checks, please? Fabian, could you come over here, please, so that we can hand you your check? Ihuoma, this way, please.
Yeah.
All right. Ihuoma has been to the studio before. Yes, please call Nicholas, please. Yes. Ihuoma representing Webster University Ghana. Webster University Ghana signed the checks that we're handing to these children. Ihuoma, good evening to you.
Good evening. I'm really amazed at what I got to hear during this program.
Yes.
Like they said, he gave me a big ray of hope that there's still hope in this country. Our youths are the way to go.
Yes.
Yes. So congratulations, Stephanie. Congratulations,
thank you,
Fabian. So Western University is in this because we, at the core of our mission, mm-hmm. is that we want to develop global citizens.
That's right.
And looking at you guys, looking at both of you, mm-hmm. we see the hope. You're going to become the global citizens of the future.
That's right.
Yeah, we have international campuses all over the world.
That's right.
We have campuses in Switzerland, in Austria, in Netherlands, mm-hmm. and in Greece, in Europe.
That's right.
And in Asia, mm-hmm. we are in China and Uzbekistan.
Okay.
We also have a campus in Georgia. Mm-hmm. And in Africa, we have one in Ghana.
Mm-hmm.
Get to start in one campus, study abroad in another campus, transfer to another campus, mm-hmm. go back to where you started from. Mm-hmm. The options are endless.
Yes.
And we hope that you guys will benefit from
what's your offering
one day in the near future. Congratulations again.
All right, and for the check that they signed, she gets to hand it over to him. Alongside our boss of bosses. So that they can take pictures. The mic's down. Okay, I can do that.
Yep.
Okay, so again, Lagos, you can keep watching the presentation. This is streaming live for you on Facebook. Facebook is Nigeria Info 99.3. YouTube, Nigeria Info FM. Fabian has a big smile on his face. Lagos, Fabian is the first winner of 1 million naira that we have seen smiling. All the other winners that we've ever gotten, their faces are always like, oh yeah, okay, fine, this is something I do in my sleep. You know, very poker face, very, well, yeah, 1 million, okay, schmuck. But Fabian is actually like, yo, I want this money though. Oh, so I'm happy for them. Well done, congratulations. Stephanie, the judges said this is the hardest final they've ever judged. As you can tell, they had to go over and over. They were calculating and recalculating. See how many breaks I took? So that you chased him bumper to bumper. Bumper to bumper. Come and take a check. Congratulations to you, Stephanie, and well done. You should be very proud of yourself. You've done amazing work here. Amazing stuff. Amazing stuff. Well done. Congrats. Good job. Right? Stephanie's also smiling, which is good. But the first runner-ups always smile.
Yeah.
It's the winners that are always like, yeah. Well done to you, Stephanie. If you had had another opponent, you probably would have won. Musa Okoya. Musa was such a fan favorite. People expected that he would be in the final, but he had quite the mishap during the semifinal, but he corrected that during the third place. No, Stephanie didn't happen. Actually, yes, Stephanie happened. Yeah, Stephanie happened. Stephanie faced him. She happened. Musa, congratulations. Website University Ghana also providing him with 250,000 naira. Thank you so much, Website University. We love your money. Thank you for giving it to us. Thank you for giving it to us. Remember, Lagos, we're still streaming live on Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3. All right, we're going to go downstairs. So we have food waiting for three of you downstairs. You pick up the food, then we'll go downstairs. We'll give you the rest of your gifts from RLG Communications, obiwizi.com, as well as Booker Hot. Yes, and then we're going to go and take fun pictures at Clout Africa. Thank you to Clout for partnering with I Beg to Differ on this. Thank you again to all our sponsors and all our partners, Website University Ghana. Thank you, RLG Communications. Thank you, obiwizi.com. Thank you, Booker Hot. Thank you, Storm Body Spray. And there's also a gentleman from the US who says that he's going to give the winner an additional $500. So, Fabian Chibundu, aside from this 1 million you have in your hands right now, we have a listener who listens to us from the US who says, I want to give you an additional $500. So, congratulations to you. We're going to get your details so that he can send that money across to you. Our listeners are the best. They're the very best. We'll take a break now, Lagos. We'll be right back. Don't go away.